sometimes, Baruch Hashem, when a person is eating, then we know that when it comes to different fruits, and then you have the fruits that Eretz Yisrael have been blessed with, even if you like, let's say, apple better than grapes, but lechatchila, a person should say the borei peri ha'etz of perot, of Shivat Haminim, that Eretz Yisrael has been blessed with. So let's say you ate grapes, or let's say dates or raisins, and also apples and oranges. So once you're going to say al ha'etz val peri ha'etz, so apples and oranges are also etz very peri ha'etz. So the Shulchan Aruch says clearly that you don't say borei nefashot. For no, there is no reason for you to say, because that, as I mentioned, shegam tapuchim peri ha'etz hem. So they are also considered to be fruits of a tree. How about if you had, let's say, perot ha'adama, let's say you had grapes together with potato and tomato. So the halacha is, for potato and tomato, you're supposed to say, borei nefashot. But in general, we are supposed to say, al ha'etz val peri ha'etz, or al ha'michya val ha'kalkala first, and then only afterwards, borei nefashot. That you would do if the reason why you have to say borei nefashot is meat, chicken, or you had, let's say, eggs. So then say al ha'michya first, al ha'etz first, and then say borei nefashot. But however, writes Rav Ovadia, if the reason why you have to say borei nefashot is not for a drink, is not for meat and chicken, and is not is some kind of a fruit, as I mentioned, potato, tomato, cucumbers, watermelon. So then, if you say al ha'etz val peri ha'etz first, however, there is an additional point where what you say al tenuvat hasadeh. Tenuvat hasadeh means for the produce of the field. So therefore, writes Abu Vadia, brings from Rabbi Chaim Plagi, on the Chachme Izmir, 200 years ago. So he writes, Shim achal perot mishivat aminim, ve'achal gam peri adama, ein tzarich lebarech borei nefashot al perot adama, ki hem nichlalim bichlal tenuvat hasadeh, shomer betoch ha'beracha me'ein shalosh. So because of his opinion, and Kaf HaChaim also, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, on the Chachme Baghdad, who moved to Yerushalayim, so he also agrees that lechatchila, that should be the procedure, that first you have to say borei nefashot to cover potato, tomato, cucumbers, watermelon, whatever it is. And then afterwards, say al ha'etz val peri ha'etz. However, if you did not realize, and you said al ha'etz val peri ha'etz, you could no longer say borei nefashot for potato and tomato. If you had meat and chicken, anyway, you should say borei nefashot, and the procedure should be al ha'etz first, al ha'etz val peri ha'etz, and then borei nefashot for the meat and chicken. If we are discussing a case that you did not have chicken and meat and drinks, it's only produce of the field, then if you don't say the borei nefashot first, you missed it. Safek, perachot, lahakel. Baruch Adonai.